Join our party line now. 1-800.
The Ed Hollander Attack Show.
Super big dick energy.
Super. But
did you have fun?
I had a blast.
I had a really good time.
I was exhausted.
Is 2/6 of the funniest gay comics.
Bisexual.
America's favorite bisexuals.
Is pussy work or pussy work?
Everybody pussy work! Yeah, pussy work! Yeah, pussy work!
The Ed Hollander Attack Show.
We think this juice stuff is very funny.
All right, so
especially when you think about it, there's no good reason that Bird and Aladdin would get along.
I'll peck your eyes out.
God damn.
You goddamn mongrel.
No.
Oh, oh my God. Well, Adam, thanks for being on the last episode of
the Ed Hollander Attack Show.
Tell him I'm fucking coming!
Hello, America. Thank you for listening to Ad Hominem Radio. This is Chris Paul.
I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
Here with Jeremy Shear.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt.
Tabitha Jones.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
And Kyle Honhorst.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You know, they have the Pornhub community or whatever. And, like, his channel is Head McMahon.
Yes!
That's his finishing move.
You know what? Now I want to hear that every time I see a cum shot.
You are correct, sir!
You know, this comedy thing isn't working out, guys. Maybe we should amateur porn. Start that channel.
Sure. How do people get into, like, being self-made porn entrepreneurs? Because how do you convince, like, how do you start up in the industry there?
It's, you have to already be rich, I think. You just have to be a rich pervert and get equipment and
so
hire,
a rich guy, or just
hire
yeah.
women. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the thing. I follow all these cam girls because that's kind of my thing. Because it's like the original GoFundMe. I love it. And, I was into helping people's lives that probably don't deserve it way before the rest of the internet. So I feel pretty good about myself. But, you know, it's some of them you will see in other things that are well produced. And sometimes they'll just have clips for sale for the rest of their lives. And, hope to God they make rent because a bunch of people want to see them get fucked by an ugly guy.
I'm sure that they have other revenue streams.
Yeah, but those revenue streams aren't as interesting unless it's a girl that I follow that she goes to work with a vibrator in and then, like, you know,
blogs about it all day.
But there are some cam girls that, like, make a living exclusively out of not just, like, showing their tits and stuff, which they're few and far between because
that's
I'm
power.
Sure that yeah that is. But I imagine that. In fact, I'm sure of it because
there's got to be like a teasing fetish. Is like
probably.
The guys paying for that, where they just know they're never gonna see more.
Well, there's like, you know, like gold star lesbians or whatever, and like there's girls that do like exclusively lesbian porn. But I think that probably. After a while, you always see them just transition into the dark side there because it can't be that lucrative unless you have some sort of gimmick, you know?
Yeah, they get paid, like, there's different scales for different sex acts. Like, you get paid way more for, like, a triple penetration.
Yeah, I imagine.
Well, it's hazard pay.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it smells too bad for poor Ryan to get an erection.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Ryan, who pooed on you? Name names.
No one. No one's ever pooed on me. I just don't. And it's like you're hurting the girl, and I don't like doing that.
Yeah, you are doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
You ever see a chart of, like,
what like a human large intestine looks like, it just like instantly just curves, so you can just tell that that's gonna hurt. Like, it's but that's probably not exactly accurate either. But it's
well,
just funny because
some
like,
people are built for that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to like count any medical like. I'm just saying
Shear's,
it's just funny.
Shear's
looking.
Asshole is at a 45 degree angle. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was trying to find the prostate, and I thought it was the same way that you look for the G spot, and I was wrong.
Misadventures.
Gotta keep your nail short for that one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the problem is I still wanted Coke nails, so... Just ruined everything.
I'm quitting this show. Hey, do you guys want to hear the funniest 2.5 minutes of Glenn Beck that has ever happened?
Should yes.
We, yeah.
Let's should read. We give the backstory? This is how Ryan and I bonded over the last couple of years.
Just our hatred for Glenn Beck.
It really is. We went from like acquaintances to best friends. When we figured out that we both are fascinated with this fucking piece of shit. Here, I'll just play it.
The easiest words to know you are now entering the world of the alt-right is the conservative. That word was nowhere. What the hell is a conservative? Right? How many times have you thought of that?
This is a weird segment, man. We started out with masturbation shows, and now we're on to conservatives.
Right. This word is an easy word and an easy sign to see that the writer has either been deeply influenced without his knowledge or is a member of the alt-right.
What is it? Conservative.
Conservative.
I don't know what that is.
Cuckold.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, Pat.
It's not really stuff that we can particularly talk about, but it's basically, but it's, I mean, it started out as a racist slur, essentially, yes. Saying that you care so little, you're
what's
giving up your wife to black people, is essentially the accusation, and when you are,
oh, we've been cuckolded.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
My favorite thing is right there when he goes, oh, we've been cuckolded. Because once he said black, he was like, oh, I've seen that porn. I know what this is now.
I maintain that Glenn Beck is a virgin.
He has his adopted kid. No, he has actual kids, too.
Does he?
He probably puts it in a jar and then has a doctor take care of it. Like, it's just too much. Yeah. It's just too complicated.
That's what I said on Shear's podcast. I think like the only way he's procreated is like in. Did you ever see that movie Demolition Man, where they have to clean? They don't actually have sex. They have to clean their bodily fluids and put it in a jar.
I think he was a normal guy, just doing shitty radio until 9/11. And then he figured out a thing. I'll be the crazy conservative guy, and he's just been experimenting with that character ever since.
Made him $100 million.
I mean, yeah, there's your motivation for hey, he might not be genuine. He's making money, so he'll play into it.
I think he's half genuine. I think he really. Thinks a lot of. I think he believes a lot of his opinions, but he really, really pushes and stretches it.
Yeah,
well, when you
I agree.
When you get locked into a radio character too, radio fans are really fucking passionate, and they will start like feeding that monster that you've created. Like as soon as they start latching on, I'm sure he gets a shit ton of support. And that doesn't make it any easier to kind of back off everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, just with my little experience dipping my toes into the water, I, you know what kind of craziness I got into just by being a bastard. So, you know.
Yeah, and I think, and also when there's so many people that hate him so much, play into the things those people hate when you get pissed off.
If anybody hates me. I'd be real self-conscious about that.
Yeah, but I mean, you can only be so self-conscious when there's like 10,000 people and 5,000 of them hate you. The other half are like, you're the best.
That's true.
So yeah. You have to, like, you just end up being that thing that they both are projecting in their own way. Which is why I think this, like, younger, like, early 20s people now are way into socialism. Because I think we were ironically, when they started calling Obama a socialist, we were all like, yeah, we're socialist. Until it became, yeah, we're socialist.
Yeah.
And now it's just, and now Bernie Sanders barely lost, probably, if it was a fair fight.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Do you think that that email shit is going to tip it back? I was kind of, like, bummed now because, like, oh, shit, now I actually might have to vote. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely voting. Corey works over at the poll that I have to go to, so it's just, like, going to say hi to my friend.
There's, 8 or 9 days left, and there's still time for the Trump saying the N-word tape to come out. So I think another tape's gonna come out.
Yeah.
Before then.
Man, how crazy would that be, though, if Anthony Weiner took
what
down...
What was it in that?
I don't know. I guess that, like, they were investigating stuff about him because he was sending, like, messages to underage girls.
Right.
And they had to confiscate Huma Abedin's computer because he was doing stuff from, like, their home computer. And I guess she had emails from Hillary Clinton and to Hillary Clinton there.
Oh.
I guess. But, man, what?
I think...
What a fucking... How could that guy fuck up any more? Like, that guy's dick could fuck the country.
Yeah, it could.
And you know what's funny about it? It, like, all comes full circle. Because, you know, the guy that took him down originally when he was in Congress was Breitbart.
Oh, yeah.
Before he died of his cocaine-induced heart attack.
Yeah, well, Breitbart's at the, like, whoever is it, Steve Bannon, he's, like, the, was running Trump's campaign.
Still is. I just read something today about it.
I heard that they were not talking.
No.
It's him and Ailes.
It's him and Ailes. They're still on relatively good terms. It's just that nobody, they've come, him and that Kellyanne Conway came to the conclusion that they can't do anything about it. So they just, like, try to make him think like he's making his own decisions, but like he's has ADD and is a narcissist and a sociopath, so like you can't really. It's kind of the trifecta of not being able to control anybody. But
it takes all the same characteristics to run for president as it is, you need to be a comedian.
Kind of. Stanhope tried to run for president once, and then, which I don't understand, because he quit his his camp. I mean, he wouldn't have done anything or anything, but he had to stop doing it because, I guess, due to FEC regulations, any stand-up performance that he got money from, he couldn't advertise the fact that he was running for president because it's like... But I saw in the primaries, Ben Carson took a day off from campaigning to sell his campaign book. So I don't know how he got around that stuff. But, yeah, I don't know.
It's all stupid.
It is.
It's all a scam.
It's a great big scam. And it really is a moot point anyways, because we're probably going to get into World War III within the next year or two.
With the Ruskies?
With the Ruskies and Iran and... Syria.
North Korea's going to be like, let's jump in.
Might as well.
Because they're, like, so excited to do it.
Yeah.
In that China.
That guy cannot wait to nuke somebody.
Mm.
He's very excited.
No, I think we're underscaling the fact that we've got dumb people with nukes, right? And then we've got Cleveland getting a bunch of good press, so... Yeah, North Korea is going to nuke Cleveland.
I really think that there's...
They're going to be like, look, they're going to bomb Cleveland and be like, that's just an example.
Yeah.
And we're going to get fucked.
I really think that there's no better evidence that we're living inside of a simulation than the Cavs, the Indians, and Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
All right. Who has the pills to get us out and get us into the embryonic fluid and then have the machines tear me apart?
I'll stay here. I'm okay. If this is a simulation, I'm...
Yeah. You know, if they nuked Cleveland, it would ruin, like, the world's biggest viable freshwater supply.
Is it?
It could, I should say. I'm not gonna... I would say so, especially probably, if it's, like, imagine. A huge nuke, you know? Not just your average... Well, what's average anymore?
Your average...
I don't know.
Your garden variety nuke.
Well, I mean, you've seen, like, how big the size variance is. It's just like, ugh, it's like, I don't even know what's actually average.
I went to college I was talking about this last night, because my roommate in college, my freshman and sophomore year, was a big Cubs fan, and he was a big hippie, too, and it was right when Iraq was, like, at its height, and he said, I'm not going to cut my hair until the Iraq war's over, man. And he, like, was big into the Grateful Dead and everything. Then he graduates, goes to, gets his master's degree in something, and now he works. Last time I checked, because we had a falling out since I called him out about it, he works at a nuclear proliferation private company or whatever that they like manufacture nuclear weapons and sell them to the government. Like, boy, are you big, you hippie fuck.
What the fuck?
This is why I don't like hippies.
Yeah, exactly.
What constitutes a nuclear? I don't know anything about it. I thought when you said they manufacture them for governments, I thought they were just like each country had a couple.
They privately, no, it's like Lockheed, they're not like Lockheed Martin, but they're like a subsidiary of them, and they make like, they have the centrifuges or whatever to like also do other stuff, like the Department of Energy contracts them out, and defense contractors and stuff like that. The government doesn't like do that as the government. They give government contracts to private corporations to make shit for them, you know?
There's at least... I know the two nuclear power plants on Lake Erie.
Yeah, there's one in Perry, Ohio. Right?
Yeah.
There's one in Perry and one towards Toledo. Not in Toledo, but that direction.
North Korea, if you're listening, you can nuke Toledo. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're kidding, but I do think it's funny when people say, yeah, just nuke Texas. It's like, yeah, we're going to be fucked too then.
Yeah. Not really. We're far away from Texas.
No, but I mean, like, if they use that one that could destroy Texas, you know, one of the biggest one that Russia supposedly has, you know, so that's gonna, that's wouldn't that create like just an unimaginable fallout?
Oh,
that would fuck up the whole Earth, like, right?
Even yeah, because if they had something that was contained only to destroy Texas, the attitudes everybody would have afterwards would drive the rest of us insane, I think. Yeah.
We'd just launch something out, you know what I mean? It would just be a never-ending cycle to everything. As soon as one goes, they all go. Because everybody, it's mutual assured destruction.
Yeah.
By the way, pats on the back, everybody, for no mutually assured destruction. I'm proud of all of us.
Also, a good band name. I'm sure there's a band called that, right?
There has to be.
Yeah.
There has to be a band.
You mean locally, don't you?
Yeah, a local band called Mutual Assured Destruction.
No, I mean local pets on the back.
Yeah, yeah, locally to this room.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Not murder everybody. That's what I'm doing. Also, I'm going to go hang out with the people I've known for 18 years. So, them I can trust.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. it's very, very strange that I'm still in a city where I've known people for like 15 to 20 years and I still see them. And other people I talk to don't have that. And it's very odd to me.
Yeah, I lived out in Mentor and Willoughby and stuff for a long time before I moved to Columbus. And now I'm back. There's like two people I'm still in touch with from then. And one of them Well, there's three, but I'm not as much in touch with my ex-wife.
Yeah. Probably for the best, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you guys talk to people from high school anymore?
Somebody won't call their kids.
Barely. Yeah, I'm friends with a lot of people from high school, but we don't talk. It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep in touch with two people I went to high school with.
I keep in touch with one guy. We text. He was supposed to come watch the Indians, but he couldn't get off.
Yeah.
I have a couple there, but I went to high school in Georgia.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they're all down there, and they're all either they're real hardcore libertarians or... no, that's it.
I don't even talk to people from college anymore. I talked to my girlfriend, but I wasn't dating her in college, and then this other girl that I was roommates with in college. That's it.
Yeah.
Basically, my sell-by date on people is about 5 years, so you guys are pretty much out in the next next year. So.
I mean, yeah, I know people like that. I don't know. I keep people around a lot longer.
Yeah, me too, but you're generally supposed to fade out over time. And one was just like, hey, we don't talk anymore.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong.
Just... Usually catastrophic events is what separates me
from yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I've had those moments over the years, but, you know, it's some people keep surviving the explosions, so... You know, it's dangerous being friends with a crazy person. Sometimes, you know, I fly off the handle a little bit. And, yeah, it's happened a few times.
You know, it's funny you mention that because my best friend from high school and just in general, that was a little bit of an explosive thing happened like a year ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, pulled out a gun when we were really drunk and he, like, put it to his head. And so, like, after that, it was like, all right. And, I mean... He just doesn't want to, like, take my call, because I'm, like, just trying to be nice about it, like, hey, man, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like I shut him out. He's shut me out, because he's, like, too embarrassed about it.
Sure.
It's just, like, fine.
It's hard, man, like, after you do something, like, where, like, you know you fucked up.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're in that mental state, it's like, well... Now, like, they know the truth, and I can't, like, trust them to be honest with me. They're going to think that, you know, they have to water things down so that I don't go crazy again, and, like...
I know what you mean, yeah. That's
really, it's tough. It's tough to get past that.
I can't blame him for that, so...
I think I do, I don't know, I have an easier time. Like, I'm not a ride-or-die friend. I don't want to ride or die. I'll wait at the house till everyone gets back. And I'll make some, you know, pizza rolls for everybody.
Is that guy fucking my wife?
Yeah. No, see, I'm that crazy guy. Is like somebody calls me and is like, we have to go beat somebody up. He did this fucked up thing, and I'm like the first guy with the bat in the trunk and ready to go.
That's a situation where I'm usually like, yeah, I don't know if you would want me to do that if we were that great of friends. Like, I don't think that you would drag me into the jail time.
Yeah, well, you know. It's like you're giving me my most favorite thing. I get to, you know, I get justified violence. I love it.
I think I'm pretty loyal to people when push comes to shove. Like, if something fucked up happened to you guys, I'd be on your side, even if you were wrong.
Yeah, I mean, verbally, I'll do whatever. I'll you know, talk circles around, hey, don't say that about Ryan, unless you want to say it on stage.
Yeah.
But if I were present and I had to fight for somebody, I would jump in and help. But just the note, like if somebody called me up to like, hey, we gotta go beat the shit out of these people, I think I'm more like, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do that, and you probably shouldn't either.
Remember when those guys start at the LVT that one time that I was. I was like, oh, now I gotta watch, make sure that Steve didn't get fucked up.
That's so funny, because you weren't here for the other episode, and I said almost the exact thing.
Yeah, yeah. that thing, it's just, those types of people just frustrate the shit out of me, and I feel like I can't, like, keep my mouth shut about it.
I fucking hate cookie cutter,
because it's like, yeah.
CookieCooterConservatives.com.
Yeah.
Cookie cutter.
I can't, it was just funny because I said cuck, and I was like, oh, that's funny. But yeah, they just frustrate the shit out of me.
We were recently in Amherst, and, like, you got into it, someone was like, oh, man, god damn it, now I'm going to have to fight.
Yeah. And then, oh, that guy, yeah.
And then I, like, turned my head, because I was, like, looking to see where the best angle to cut this guy off who was going to come over.
I was ready to elbow him in the face.
Yeah, yeah, and the minute I, like, repositioned myself, I turned my head again, and, like, the guy's, like, shaking Steve's hand. I was like, oh, okay, that was cool. I don't know how he went 180 like that, because you never...
No, I talked him out of it. I was like...
Yeah, but you talked him out of it stern turn.
Yeah.
And this guy seemed very drunk, and, like, he wouldn't have been receptive to that.
But. Yeah, no, I don't know. His friend, what was his friend doing? His friend was dancing on the pole. Why the fuck would I not videotape that? And then,
bro code, dude, you're not supposed to do that.
But he was hilarious. So drunk and so fat and like doing like striptease moves and stuff like that. It was hilarious.
It's so funny. And he's like, why are you videotaping my dude? And it's like, why is your dude doing that? Why is he doing that? Why do you? I explained to him, like, why wouldn't you do that?
One time, Walter got into a fight with a guy. It wasn't Walter's fault at all, but, like, Walter was egging him on after a while when he was evidently very, very drunk. And he kept saying, you look like Peyton Manning, motherfucker!
I remember that. I remember that. Because everybody jumped in because that guy started swinging.
Yeah. I, like, holding the guy. Walter's, like, laughing hysterically while I'm, like,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Peyton Manning was a good one.
Steve certainly has a way to... He'll be very assertive, but make the person feel like he's just joking, like he's just messing around with them. But then they don't know, but they don't want to ask, so they just kind of walk away.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I don't like to be a pushover to some degree, so it's like me like overcompensating for that sometimes. I just like to stand up for myself, even though I don't give a shit. I mean, it depends on what you're talking. Because sometimes I'm just on the offensive, outright out the gate for no reason. But
like half the time, like I know that I'm saying something. I was like, oh, this is bad, but like I can't help myself. And like the whole time I'm saying it, like I'll feel like this sinking feeling in my stomach, like this is fucking gonna boil over. But like I can't stop.
Yeah.
And, like usually it works out. I've only been punched a couple of times.
I've been punched a lot.
I believe that.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, part of that is, like, it's just, you know, that's how, like, problems get handled in, like, at shows, like, punk shows. Like, hey, you're being a drunk asshole. Bam! And then it's like, oh, what was I doing? Because, you know, I was drunk, so I had no idea what the hell was going on. So that shot to the face kind of brings me back to my senses. So.
There's not a lot of people would understand that, though. Most people would get mad and want, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to fight back right away. There's a thing in people, and I don't know what it is, but it's in a lot of these Trump people. Like, there's just a wall in their fucking mentality that you're never going to get past. It's just a...
It's that whole I don't want to be wrong sort of a thing.
I don't think anybody likes to be wrong.
You know, you present them with, absolutely not.
Right, but there's a level of like embarrassment that people have over it that is the higher it is, the more difficult that person is to talk to.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Cuz I don't know, I don't have that big of a problem if somebody points something out and I'm like, "Yeah, that seems right." I'll go, "Oh shit, yeah. I'm an idiot." And then it's, you know, it's fine. But a lot of times you point shit out. There's a lot of people where it just ends up being a fight. If you know.
Yeah.
Same situation.
Oh, yeah, me and my ex. Yeah, that's how it was. Like, we'd just get in fights all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, I've had girlfriends like that.
You ever had somebody throw something at you where it's like, that'll do serious damage if you actually get hit? That's the best.
Yeah. My ex-girlfriend and I just get in fights, man. And she used to, like, hit me too, and like I couldn't, I never hit her back, but right, I was like, what are you, yeah, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, this is just, and she's a not, like a very, very sweet girl, and like not like that at all, but like just we're fucking toxic together.
Yeah,
you met that girl.
Yeah, I met that girl.
She's a nice girl. She's just,
if it's the same girl I'm thinking about, I held her outside because somebody made fun of her too much and she was crying.
Probably.
And it wasn't you. It was somebody
yeah,
else.
No, I wouldn't know. Yeah, probably.
That's right.
No. I get shoved into that situation all the fucking time where it's like, okay, like, I'm basically, like, the girl's therapy dog.
You're everybody's grief sponge.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when I was hanging out with Palmer all the time, like, these girls that, like, Palmer would be, you know, Palmer too, would then hang out with me for a few months to get over it.
SpongeBob sad pants.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, one of those girls, like, hit me up, like, a while ago. And I was like, what's going on now? I have cancer. Oh.
Oh, wow. Well.
Oh, man. It came to the right place.
Oh, man.
Oops.
Yeah.
I'm starting to do Tom Hamilton. Lupinella. Nah, it's not even the same.
You're just going to name, like, early 2000s Cleveland Indian bench players?
Nomar Garcia Parra. Eman Diaz. It's so, like, nasally.
Eman Diaz. Eman Diaz was pretty good.
Yeah. You can hear his name a lot. Running those stats. For the listeners.
He's no Ed Taubensy.
Yeah. What shallst we talk about? One down, two to go. What shall this hour entail?
There's so much we can discuss, Steve. You know, this is your show, buddy. You're the man in charge.
I told you already. I'm tired.
All right, we're going to talk about why Steve's tired. Steve is tired because he doesn't know how to budget his time correctly. He got up at 7 o'clock this morning, and he's a grumpy Gus.
I'm going to give you the Donald Trump face, like
that works great on the radio, buddy.
I don't care. I'm too tired.
Aw, somebody needs a nap. 687-3515. Your calls will put Steve to sleep.
You're messing me up!
Somebody go over there and give his hair a tussle. The hair that does all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Steve has such glorious locks. It allows him to get into lizard people conventions without anybody noticing.
My very distinct mammal characteristics got me into a lizard convention.
Well, because you know, it kind you kind of look like you know, some member of
mammalian.
Steve's like, hey man, just over here birthing children through eggs. I'm cool.
I just identify like, as a mammal. I'm just a mammal, man. Come on.
They're like, well,
my mom had teats.
I had to share them with 8 brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
The whole litter.
Sam Lotzer at Local Guys, I will call into your show. Just be cool. Fantastic. 687-3515.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy sure will tell you no.
Yeah.
That was, you did that today. You did the no.
Oh, I did.
You're like no. How do you do it?
No.
No. I have to be whinier and Jewier, sorry.
No.
Oh man.
There you go. Yeah, I've gone mad with power. Sorry.
Sorry, guys. I was just looking up the Wikipedia page of lizards so I can get
the lizard people.
Yeah.
Yeah. More no. Let's get jokes into this. We might get some good callers from this.
How many listeners do you think know? I was going to say actually believe, but let's be honest. How many of them know what's going on with the lizard people?
Well,
global warming is not a hoax.
Any guesses? Oh, boy.
Why do you think it's getting hotter?
I voted for Barack Obama twice.
Ugh. Are you a secret Muslim? Where were you born, sir?
All I'm saying is I remember when we used to have a president who listened to Jay-Z and his middle name was Hussein, okay? I want my GD country back.
Whose country is it?
The reptilian.
Dude, where's my country? It's the title of my new book. Co-authored with Michael Moore.
And Ash, is it forward by Ashton Kutcher?
Yes. And Sean William Scott.
This article is about reptilian humanoids in fiction and conspiracy theories.
Fiction.
That's where they have to put it.
Oh my God.
Some lizard probably edited that to put fiction in there.
Draconians! That's what they're called. Saurians?
Like dinosaur?
Saurian. That's like the orcs in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Your nerd is showing. Put it away.
Nope. Nerd on the table.
Your dick's just a nerd.
Watches the Watchmen. You just dumped out me talking about you.
That's not a word I can't say, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, it's not on the list.
Let's look.
Is it?
Hey, if you're
allowed
to say it,
how you refer to it, isn't
let's
it?
Let's let the dicks fly.
Right.
Yeah.
Richard.
We are on safe harbor, and trust me, a lot worse has been said. Especially when I'm on air.
Believe me.
Yeah.
I've got the worst words.
Nobody Sad. Has worse words than me.
David. Who's David Icke?
Some conspiracy guy.
Known for conspiracy theories, television, sports, broadcasting, football. Same thing. He's a member of the Green Party for reptilians. The Reptilian Party. I wouldn't. Man, that's so weird. Here he is explaining to people that lizard reptilians are real, and he's sure of it.
No. Is he explaining that?
What
I,
the?
I voted for Jill Stein because I just learned about being a liberal 4 days ago.
Where did what sports did he announce?
Football,
really?
Soccer.
It'd be like a. Howard Cosell as
the Trilateral Commission.
So he played football too. Icke has made his name since the 1990s as a professional conspiracy theorist.
That's a thing?
Calling himself a full-time investigator into who and what is really controlling the world.
Sounds like a good gig.
Yeah.
And lizards is what he deduced, huh?
Yeah, well, his favorite movies are The Matrix, and The Truth. Wait,
Fight Club.
Oh, never mind. Children of the Matrix, The Robots Rebellion.
Oh, there were several graphic novels set in the universe of The Matrix, and animated films.
Oh man,
the
Animatrix. You know why Chris knows all about The Matrix? He's one of those red pill guys.
Oh, so he's a Holocaust denier. New age conspiracism.
Nope. I just like to paint my my Xanax with red fingernail polish.
Oh man.
Well, you're taking two big ones. You should be on the meltaways. You know, you don't need to be painting your bars.
Guys, let's go to a rainbow gathering.
I should have said oxys, but I couldn't think of it fast enough.
Yeah, well, It's more difficult now. You got to get the older oxys.
Well, that high energy first hour really took it out of me.
It really did. It seems like it. Seems it.
687-3515. Add some steam to this train wreck.
Whenever Jeremy doesn't know what to say, he gives out the phone number.
Shovel some coal into the old engine that could.
We had a lot of callers that first part. Did everybody turn into a pumpkin at midnight?
They were just like, well...
Blumpkin spice latte. Everybody said that.
Oh, no. No, Steve, not you too.
What part of the... Are you on the dark web?
Dark matter.
Steve is looking to buy a child.
I am.
Not for what you think.
Hey, we bring up Glenn Beck once in a while. Did you guys... He was the only guy warning everyone about Steve Bannon months and months ago.
Yes, it was him. He's such a...
The cuckservative.
Steve Bannon.
It's a dog whistle.
He's a sage man.
He looks lightly used.
Who?
Steve Bannon.
I don't know what that means, but I think it's funny.
It's pretty good.
I mean, you saw him, he's just like, because that's what white supremacy, you know.
He looks like Nick Nolte cleaned up real nice.
A little bit.
God.
He looks like he shows up to the hospital just to walk through rooms and watch people sleep.
He looks like Ron White at white at right at rock bottom. Like, I couldn't even say that.
You got there, buddy. I'm proud of you.
He does, though. He looks like shite, as the Irish say.
Do they
he
say that?
He looks like he took care of Ed Norton after his dad passed.
He does give a little Stacy Keach vibe about it. Hey, what was the Stacy Keach thing?
I don't know who that is.
Yes, remember we went through this one time. I had a good Stacy Keach burn on you. It's the guy with the hair lip. Who's the guy you're just talking about in American History X?
Okay.
I don't remember what it was.
Star of stage and screen, Stacy Keach.
Yeah. For some reason, I got him confused with Daryl Gates.
I don't know who Daryl Gates is.
He was the LAPD commissioner during the riots.
Those are two diametrically...
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't understand why that happened in my head. I have no idea why.
Oh, you're thinking of Janet Reno. I was way off.
Oh, didn't she just pass?
She did. Big...
Tattletale.
Linebacker shoulders.
I'm Janet Reno. Remember?
Yeah, that was a good SNL. Bit. That was a good bit.
Steve Mears is here to take you through all the classic SNL bits. Aww. Up next,
I'm Gumby.
Wild and crazy guys.
No, I'll just do Pat.
Hey, we got a caller.
Ooh.
Caller, are you on the air? Caller, so you're on the air.
So again, I've got Pat some more.
What's your name?
You've got a bat signal?
Yes, yes, I do. It's pretty great. What's going on, guys?
Nothing. What's up?
Yeah.
What's up with you?
What? Who's calling?
You can call me Joe.
Hey, Joe. How's it going, buddy?
All right. I just listened to your show the last couple hours, and man, you've had quite a few weirdos going on.
We have a little bit. We kind of petered out here a little bit.
I know. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's a little the adrenaline's kind of tapered off.
The adrenaline from all this talk of white supremacy.
But you were enjoying the show, right, Joe?
Oh yeah, it's pretty fun. Oh,
thanks, man.
Yeah. All right, now we got the pep back in our step.
There you go. You got one random supporter.
A little confidence booster.
Awakened anew.
Yeah, there you go. I guess my favorite conspiracy theory I've ever heard that was. A video I saw on YouTube, you guys can look it up, where it says that Obama was on Mars in the 1980s.
That is so random.
That's a good one.
It's so great. It's so stupid.
What?
What was he doing there?
Oh my God.
I don't know. It's even better. The guy that discovered it was using some kind of like mental like telepathy where he could see him. on Earth. I saw Obama as a teenager or something. I don't know.
Man.
I mean, he won't be a teenager, but whatever.
Seems legit.
He was there with Matt Damon.
Obama?
Yeah, Matt Damon was there. Yeah, Matt Damon was there, too. I guess, I don't know.
Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain.
Oh, we're looking at it right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
You watching?
Oh, yeah.
That music memory name. Oh, the music's really drawing me in now.
That is conspiracy music.
It is. That's what's so funny about
Something's
it.
Something's intriguing.
Is it like that Requiem for a Dream or whatever? Or is it something different? I don't remember. It's been a while.
Oh, I don't know.
He's been there more than once, apparently. Missions, plural. Back and forth! Back and forth to Mars and Earth! Back and forth and back and forth. So simple.
Man, Trump was way off. He wasn't even a citizen of this planet, guys!
Yeah, Kenya, Mars.
You know, Mars is would be pretty good for lizards.
That's his real middle name.
It's actually really cold on Mars, honestly.
But it's also really hot at some points, right?
His real name is John Jones.
Isn't it, doesn't it get really hot and really cold, or is it always cold?
Actually, Mars, it's really cool, though, because the atmosphere, like, it's so, not existent.
Oh,
it's
further
cold all the time.
It's further from the sun.
Yeah.
But that's what I don't get. Like, maybe you know more than I do. They always say that life could possibly exist on Mars or whatever, but isn't it, like, it's so far away from the sun? How does it ever get... I know there's no atmosphere or whatever, but even if there was one...
You just plug in a heater.
There you go.
It's a ceramic heater, eh?
You get a lamp
on. I know there's some, animals that could live on Mars. Like, there's, like, unicellular life. Like, from, like, extremophiles, I think. They can live in temperatures super hot temperatures or super cold. Sometimes the chances they could be on Mars is just to be bizarre.
I bet.
Actually, the more likely place I'd say you could find actual aliens is on Europa, because there's actually an ocean with more water on it than Earth. Sometimes scientists think.
You're listening to Coast to Coast.
Oh yeah, right. There we go.
Yeah, but I bet those single-celled microbes don't have Duck Dynasty, am I right? America! Who's the intelligent life?
We just canceled Duck Dynasty, buddy.
Oh, did we?
I don't know. I'm going to have to cancel that joke.
I should.
This video, there's no one talking. It's all in print.
Yeah, but I do like the music.
Came to the realization, I'm like, well, this is good background music. So I'm like sitting here scrolling through Facebook because that's how you host a radio show. I am looking for things to talk about.
Okay.
Like, why even bother making a video if you're just going to put it in print?
It's worth just reading the print, honestly, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's maybe true. Submit it to a university and get it rejected, and then live a life of shame.
Well, Joe, since you're a huge fan, we have a show. We didn't. I don't know FCC regulations, so help me out here.
I got this.
Okay.
Tomorrow night at Canopy Gallery on Lorraine. Is right down the block from Old Fashioned Hot Dogs over there at 41st and Lorraine. The Ad Hominem Attack Show tomorrow night, Saturday night, 8 p.m. It is a roast battle show featuring the sketch group Pizza Money, who will be roasting each other. And I will be taking on Sad La Tourette for the Ad Hominem Attack Show title. There is a cover, but for more information, you can find us on Facebook. Jeremy Shear, Ryan DiPerna, Chris Edward Paw. We've got all the show details for you.
Piggy Poop Balls.
Yeah, that's me. There you go, Ryan. Professional plugger.
Thank you. Anyways, you should check that out, Joe.
Yeah, well, you can't tell him that.
Oh, well, don't do that.
Dump that.
Don't do it, Joe.
By the way, Obama's real middle name is Marvin.
After Marvin Gaye.
The Panther named Tamron Gillator.
Your cousin, Marvin? Marvin Obama? Listen to this.
You're a sweet con.
Oh, man.
You're a sweet con.
Barack Obama's Mars mission.
So does that mean Joe Biden is that big red hairy thing?
He went to visit Mecca.
Yeah, he's he's the buzzard. It's the dumb buzzard that Bugs Bunny was.
No, yo, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Sorry, guys. So call
another
time.
All right, have a good one. We'll see you.
Thanks,
we'll talk
man.
To you later.
Obama's alleged spelled wrong. Trip to Mars.
I want to make a reaction video to that video.
Guys,
remember the two girls, one cup reaction videos? I want to do one where I just watch conspiracy theories.
Have you seen Clem's reaction video to Two Girls, One Cup?
I have not. I'd like to.
If you get a chance, you can find that. It's pretty great.
Guys, is there life on Mars if he doesn't believe in life before conception?
What? Whoa. You're listening to Coast to Coast.
With George.
Stop blowing my mind, man.
What was that guy's name?
Joe.
Coast to Coast.
Oh, Art Bell.
Art Bell, yeah.
Oh, what was George Norrie's show?
It's the same thing.
Oh, I was going to say. I'm like,
it's the other guy.
Art Bell retired, and then George Norrie took over.
I worked at UPS for a short time, and when I got out of work, that was always on.
Ups.
I worked at UPS, too. Ups.
Did you work there in Columbus?
No, it was here.
Middleburg Heights?
Airport? Yeah.
On Ingle Road?
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked there.
I was not good at it. I kept putting stuff in the wrong truck.
And I think Bill Feinberg worked there for a little bit, too.
The Bill Feinberg?
I think so.
Mixed martial artist, app developer, stand-up comic.
I know his brother and his dad did, and then...
Hot girlfriend?
Yeah. And,
there was this.
Yeah, you were all worried about Ryan being the one that was going to get dumped all the time, but Steve's had to dump himself twice.
Dump, 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 dump.
Take one.
When I worked at UPS, there was this guy that was the supervisor, and I kept putting stuff in the wrong truck, and it was near Christmas. And he sent me home one night, quote, to think about what I've done. Because some people were getting their Christmas gifts late because of me.
Wait, what did you do again?
They come down the conveyor thing, and you have to check the zip code to make sure that it's in the right truck, and then scan it.
Yeah.
And I didn't care what the zip code was.
They couldn't make me.
I just loaded the truck.
Yeah, that happens all the time, and it gets redirected, and yeah, that's hell.
And then it's a great time to tell everybody out there in Radio Land that you're terrible at working when you're looking for a job.
I'm not gonna do anything where I'm not gonna do that again. Anyways,
I worked there for 6 years. No thanks.
I'm terrible at menial horse crap.
Speaking of menial horse crap, you're listening to 89.3 FM and WCSB Cleveland. Portions of the following broadcast may be found objectionable to certain members of the listening audience. Therefore, WCSB advises listener discretion. Views and opinions expressed on Piggy Poop Balls and the Spiders from Mars do not coincide with those of WCSB, its staff, affiliates, or Cleveland State University, and are for entertainment purposes only.
Piggy Poop Balls will never not be funny to me.
I'm not looking for a job. I'm a professional conspiracy theorist and Facebook beef commenter.
UFO hunter.
We are such idiots.
I do a little bit of everything. No, why would you say that about us, Jeremy?
Because we just are.
Speak for yourself.
687-3515. See, I did it again, Chris.
My name's Barack Obama.
I'm on Mars.
Your cousin, Marvin Obama. I wish I remembered more Back to the Future.
I wish I remembered more of Obama's speeches. Like, they're all pretty good, but I don't retain that kind of thing.
He's lying through his teeth.
Is he the one that had a dream? Was that instead of Obama.
You had a dream. You know some of those quasi-socialist identity politics you were looking for? Well, listen to this.
Barry Marvin. Barry Marvin Obama.
Ooh.
Ominous.
I like when the music's on in the background. It takes the pressure off, you know.
Real aliens.
Oh, whoa, that's a helicopter.
That's a real one.
Sheer, if I, like, look at your shirt long enough and unfocus my eyes, will I see a dinosaur? He's wearing a hideous shirt, guys. I know it's radio, but... I'll take a picture of it.
I'm always wearing hideous shirts.
That's what I love about Sheer. Sheer does not care about, like,
no.
his appearance.
No, I don't.
About
I don't.
Anything,
you know
really.
Why? Because I'm funny enough that it doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
I can have bad teeth, terrible hair. My hat promotes gang violence, and I can still do whatever I want.
I'm only funny enough for the teeth part. The rest of it I have to work on.
Accurate.
It's like you're either like a real big Buddhist or like mentally ill.
The teeth thing isn't. It's like having a pool in a house, right? Like it doesn't like add value to the home if the pool looks nice, but if it looks like crap, it takes away value.
As a 18-year-old girl.
Yeah. Catfishing people with my big old balls. All right.
If I know the words, okay. I will sing back up.
Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be alt-right. Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be all right. The skinheads woke up this morning, saw the rising sun. The skinheads woke up this morning, saw the rising sun. Three little bald eagles on their doorstep, doing stupid Nazi stuff. 14 turds. This is their message to you.
Everybody know.
Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be all right. Singing, don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be all right. Woke up this morning, saw the populace. You know who's really happy? My little Yannanopoulos. Do you know him? He's that edgelord.
Edgelord.
This is my message to you. Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be all right. Singing, don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be all right.
You cucks?
Yeah. Now it's time for the great uncuckening. Pretty soon the world will start unsuckening. With that Trumponomics, so yeah, can't you wait?
Trumponomics.
This is our hateful message to you.
Let's talk.
Don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah, every little thing is gonna be alright.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
You cucks, you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a new age.
I think I just red-pilled everyone. I just came in red-pilled.
687-3515.
WCSB, you're on the air.
I am?
Yes.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Old Brooklyn.
Make your case, peasant.
Right, I'm on Denison 17th. All I wanted to say, though, was...
What's your social security number?
271-69-420-0. But lucky. That's irrelevant. All I wanted to say was, is that your rendition of the Bob Marley song was good. I it was fantastic even, but it wasn't authentic.
What could a sage musician and activist and just all-around super dude Andy Barr do to make it more authentic?
Burn more expensive incense.
All right.
Okay.
Shaped crosses or little lowercase t's.
How do you know what's happening in the studio?
Killing it with the collar.
Chris Paul, you made me laugh too hard.
Look what you've done. It's made him laugh too hard.
Who is
You're
this?
You're going to aggravate his condition.
This is an angered customer.
Look, the complaints department will have to handle this. Hold on. Andy, you have a complaint. Can you field this so we can get on with the show?
I could just call him a cuck and...
Call it
that
a day.
Should take care of it.
Call it a cuck.
You Andy just can't handle this political incorrectness that we're bringing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how could anybody deal with it?
Well, however, you're going to have to. 4 to 8
Andy
years.
Andy Barr calling me a cuck is the hottest thing I've ever heard. Because he's so nice.
Yeah, he is. He's a very nice man.
Hey, would anybody like to talk to Cleveland comedian Devin Newsom real quick?
Okay, you can put Cleveland comedian Devin Newsom on real quick.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. I've got time for this.
All right.
Hey!
You thief.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. I'm sitting here watching Jordan get drunk.
Yeah.
And backhandedly compliment Andy Barr.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Sitting up here.
Look, I just got done with a sing-along, and I'm still feeling the effects of that.
Yeah, me too. It's a bit euphoric. It's hilarious.
By the way, if there's any cucks out there hiring, I'd like to plug my new cuck service.
Would you?
I'm catering to all cucks out there.
Fry cuck.
I was going to say pantry cuck.
Fry cuck.
Yeah.
He's a short order cuck.
Look.
Because I thought you said cook at first. I'm like, wait, no, yeah, he said cuck.
Look, I know we're not supposed to advertise things here on 89.3 FM WCSB Cleveland, but for my money, there is no better service you can utilize for your cuck needs than Devin Newsom.
Yeah.
I only work the front of the house, not the back.
All right. Keep that in mind. Fellas.
That's great.
Ladies. Front of the house only.
Fuck.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Hey, I love... I love all of you, and we're about to get even more drunk, but we're going to keep listening. I love you guys, and hey, I just like to say for the record that I didn't swear this time.
Oh, no, you did great. No, you did great. Love you guys, too. You guys are great.
All right. Have a good one.
Hey, you too. Later.
That was Jordan Patrick from Let the Hate Flow Through You and Devin Newsom from Second Shot Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Hey, cuck service.
Cuck. And to Devin's cuck service.
Short order cuck.
Andy, would you like to give advice meant for Dan Savage? Questions sent to Dan Savage?
Savage.
I could have had that job.
I'm a savage.
Well, we're giving you the job now. All right.
Dear Dan, dear Andy, my brother is a virgin and turning 30 in a few weeks. He said he wants to hire an escort just for drinks and conversation for his birthday, but he doesn't really know how to tell what's a reliable service or what criteria he should be looking for to tell whether an agency is legit, reliable, etc. I'm very happy he came to me with this, because I can tell it's not something he wants to share with many people. But I don't have any advice or knowledge to pass on regarding this, and I want to respect his privacy by not discussing it with everyone in our social circles. Do you have any advice in regards to what he should be looking for? Signed, my younger brother's romantic order.
Well, I wish they still had the Yellow Pages. Because they would have, I heard they would have escort services. And I would just go with the one with the biggest ad.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
that's
now,
like Shopping 101, but.
Now, in absence of the Yellow Pages, Andy, advice from 2017.
You guys like to take an additional call here?
Oh, yeah.
WCSB, you're on the air.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's up, cuck?
What, I just, you guys think this is funny?
Yeah. What are you, like, Trey Crowder, the liberal redneck?
Yeah, like, this is funny to y'all,
yeah,
right?
You,
like,
hey, listen, feller. Listen, I don't care how big a fish you got on your Tinder profile.
Because I have an accent, because I don't say my A's like I'm from Cleveland.
Uh-oh, someone's angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your accent sounds stupid.
I can't just turn them off.
I don't pronounce my A's like
a Was that a new hater or one we've had?
I don't know. I'll let him call back if he wants.
687-3515. Steve Murs will have none of your nonsense tonight.
I love how he thinks I'm just going to listen to his stuff, you know?
You don't understand. Conflict makes amazing radio, Steve.
You think this is a joke? Our country is under siege. Savage. Barbecue sauce. All right? I'm going to come up there with my pickup truck. I'm going to take them brass balls off my hitch. I'm going to stick them down your throat.
Yeah.
And when they touch mine,
I'm going to shoot you.
When my truck nuts touch your truck nuts, there will be a shootout. Let's go coal rolling. Let's go roll some coal. You think this is funny?
I love how you called back to a bit that we did on a podcast that hasn't aired yet.
Coal rolling.
Was that the running bit? You'll have to find out by tuning into the Ad Hominem radio program.
It'll all make sense eventually to someone.
Available on the Podbean or iTunes, all for free, so we can talk about it. That's how it works.
I don't care what his accent is. It doesn't matter. I love how he thinks I actually care what he sounds like, just because I was...
Oh, I care.
I was a bit imitative, and I'm so sorry. I care,
and I judged him very harshly.
Yeah.
He picked on the Cleveland A's thing, so he's...
I have more rednecks in my family than he's ever met in his life, so he can go to hell. He doesn't even understand. I bet he... Yeah, I don't even want to get into it. It's just like...
can out redneck you any day. I don't want to because that's not what we do up here in the big city with the big buildings. We do liberal stuff up here, yeah. And we hate Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Because he's a loser. Just gyps people all the time.
Did you see that he's
Hillary worked hard for 30 years! He got a small loan from his dad. Now we have to deal with
a small loan, 1,000 quotation marks.
You liberal cucks are going to let him get away with saying gyp?
Gyp.
I guess so.
Let's not turn on each other, fellas.
There's an open mic at the Gypsy Bean. You can't curse there, but the place is named after a ethnic slur.
Which we can't say. We're not allowed to say ethnic slurs.
Like gypsy?
Gypsy. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Saying you got gypped is like saying you got Jewed. I mean, it's virtually the same thing, and oftentimes they're one in the same thing. So, yeah. Well, I mean, not to confuse,
the Jewish people of the Jewish persuasion, and not to conflate them with the Romani people who date back to India some centuries ago. So, that's really all I got to say about that. If y'all got something you want to throw into that, we can do that. So,
I'd just like to point out that this is the year anniversary of Comedy Death Jam at the Exhale Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The failed open mic in Willoughby.
Yeah. You tried, buddy.
I did. I'm going to try again one day.
All right. Good.
Somewhere.
You guys think this is a joke?
Do you think this is
There's
funny?
Like four comedians in here. Yeah. We think it's a joke.
Yeah. Do you think it's really funny mocking the alt-right? The people that are trying to set things right in this country?
Yeah. That's fine. I've never been to the National Policy Institute's website, which is blatantly racist.
Oh, I bet,
like arcane facts to back up racism.
We are the media. We have to.
We are the media. We're liberal media. We're smack dab in the middle of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
George Soros paid for all of this.
WCSB, you're on the air.
You guys, it's Damon Kamen.
Hello, Damon.
Hey, guys. That redneck that called in, that was me.
Oh.
You guys. You guys are going to cut and run at the first sign of adversity? Come on. That was a golden opportunity. I was going to give you a whole segment.
Well, you don't call back and just put us on blast.
Oh, I don't. I don't, because you cut me off as soon as I made fun of your Cleveland accent. Oh, my God, you guys.
No, I just
say. Oh my God!
No, but you.
How dare I make fun of the way you talk,
Damon? You realize like people call in and they'll be just nuisances and just won't be productive.
I know. I mean, who has time to deal with that, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, what are you guys trying
to
do?
Stop it, Damon!
Make compelling radio. Who wants to do that?
Yeah. I don't. This is. I'm not here to make compelling radio. I'll tell you what I'm here to do. I'm here to do the ID and disclaimer. You're listening to 89.3 FM, WCSB Cleveland. Portions of the following broadcast may be found objectionable to certain members of the listening audience.
Damon.
Therefore, WCSB advises listener discretion. The views and opinions expressed by Piggy Stardust and the Spiders from MERS do not coincide with those of WCSB, its staff, affiliates, Cleveland State University, Damon Kamen, the dogs he walks.
It's not my fault you do a good Southern accent. I thought you were the real deal, and that's why I hated you so much.
You know what? That's exactly what I was going for. All I wanted was authenticity. And you know what? It worked because
you ran me.
You ran me pretty quick.
Not really. Well, I mean, ultimately, I didn't read you. I know what you mean. Yeah, absolutely.
You ran me. Ran me off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, look, there's so many cucks out there. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, look, but honestly,
the cuckening.
As far as cuck goes, aren't you guys just really excited about being able to say cuck with the difference of a U or an O on the radio? That's really all That's yeah. really all we're getting away with here, right?
Absolutely. It's not on the list yet. Mm-hmm. We're in a renaissance period. This will be the cuckissance.
Perfect. You guys, yeah, look, really, but what y'all are saying is just offensive to our commander-in-chief, and I can't believe what I'm hearing coming out of your unpatriotic mouths, because President Trump is going to make America great again.
And bleed from the butthole.
Again.
Oh, man, but isn't that what made America great? I mean, what?
Inappropriate. Oh,
look, all I'm saying is, like, America was greater when it had more fiber in its diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, I mean, all these GMOs, I mean, what are you, I mean, all the wheats and grains and grams and barley. Am I the only one?
Raspberries are the most fiber-rich food in the entire food kingdom.
Am I the only one who's noticed the obesity rate shot up as gay rights grew wider?
Absolutely.
Well, that's because I don't know if you knew this, but
it's the Bears.
Learn me something.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, things that we make in order to procreate, some of the liquids, they're higher in calories than you would imagine. So the more rights that gay people get, the more of that beverage is being consumed across the country.
So you're telling me that to make America great again, we need more cuck gobblers.
Cuck gobblers. Yep. We do.
He's got it.
Like Milo Yiannopoulos.
Get him,
boy. I mean, I smell a campaign right there. That's what I did. I smell a campaign trail right there. Yeah. Cuck gobblers. That's a shirt. That's a shirt.
Cuck gobblers for Trump.
Cup goblets. Drink from them. Yeah. The chalice.
Or you can find a Cuck Army t-shirts on Teespring.
Ooh.
I mean, look, to man the wall.
Inappropriate.
Need seamen to guard the wall, because there's ocean somewhere around there, right? I mean, somewhere. There's ocean somewhere.
I thought that's wherever what we were land. Using to hold the bricks together for a second.
I dumped that last part because I thought you were going to go just like stick with that and then.
Yeah, I thought what was happening was, you know, the workers of the world were uniting in pleasure to have enough sticky solution to get all the bricks in the wall together.
Chris, we know that you are very prone to dump semen, so that's not at all a surprise.
Yeah,
I was thinking we could get sea monsters to sit behind the wall in case anybody sneaks by.
Hey, no one has disproved that Loch Ness is real.
Absolutely. Okay.
These unemployed sea monsters.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, who?
Sneaking across the border.
If you want to make America great again, we need to start with trying to get an employment program for all these out of work sea monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cuck gobblers can work their way back into maybe some small businesses. We can get some grants. We can get some guys named Grant who you know how to take in enough protein to further this fiber-based economy that has, I mean, as the great Jeremy Shear has pointed out, has been just devastated with this alt-right, if you want to call it that, New America, that has just destroyed our semen-based economy.
Yeah, I concur. Also, when I eventually get the archive to the show, there are going to be two parts that I save. The sing-along and when Damon Kamens called me the great Jeremy Shear.
Hey, whatever can make you feel better at night, pal.
Yeah. It doesn't take much anymore. I have such low expectations. Sometimes.
You guys, this is the 90s. This is the 90s, you know?
Are you
speaking
in tongues? Has the Lord touched you?
The Lord has touched me, and I will show you on this doll.
Want to give a disclaimer?
I did the disclaimer already at the bottom of the bottom of the hour, buddy. I'm on it.
You do it so often that I'm like, it just blends in.
Yeah.
Well, you need to, right?
Yeah,
I absolutely.
Mean, them's the rules.
Them's the rules.
Yeah.
Hey, is Steve Murs there? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, hey, Steve.
I took a jab at you, buddy. I took a couple jabs at you.
Well, just so you know, I'm going to change it up, but, you know, don't be surprised if you get some more redneck calls. Just don't run them right away. You know, be open to conversation.
I am not. I am an authoritarian, far left, liberal piece of bat guano.
I mean, guano bowls. Collect the whole set. Sorry, I had to put that in. But, you know, just be open to, look, man, this is everybody's America. And y'all just need to be open to as many points of view as possible. Just because someone sounds a certain way doesn't mean that he ain't going to have the same kind of leans and political beliefs that you do. It just means that he comes from a dumber part of the country, and he can't help the way he sounds, right? So just, you know, don't run him off the phones right away. Just give him a chance. Because maybe he's gonna enlighten you to all the you know, beautiful things that the South has to offer, and that inbreeding can offer, and slavery, you know, is what built this country. So I mean, you should be thanking us, really.
Gotta keep it wide open.
Yep. Just keep a wide perspective on life, man. You know, because it's all kinds of experiences in this world, and it ain't just relegated to y'all Yankees.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
I mean,
you know
Bernie, mean? He had like their bird came up onto his podium, and I was like, wow, Jesus. And but then like Donald Trump was giving a speech, and then a vulture came up, and I was like, wow, that's Satan. Mm-hmm, it was a good moment. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, really, what is a vulture other than just a bald hawk?
Yeah.
And or an eagle.
A very disgruntled bird,
I mean,
of prey.
Look, ain't we all just feeding off the carcasses of the Americans who came before us?
Absolutely.
We're all just vultures up in this world.
There's the cucks and the vultures. It's like the bears and the seals.
Yep.
Even though that doesn't make sense, the bears, maybe the polar bears are the seals.
I used to have a Dixie Chick record, but I broke it when they talked about George Bush.
Now, see, George Bush, that's a dude that I would have liked. If you had to choose between partying with Bill Clinton or George Bush, who would you choose to party with? Not who would you choose to run your country.
It's
who
would you?
Well, your choices are what? Weed and coke.
Exactly.
So which way you want to go? You want to go up or down?
That's it. I said those words exactly tonight. I said it's either going to be weed or cocaine. Which one do you want? Because if you want cocaine, you got to go G-dubs. But, you know, if you just want to chill and, you know.
You want to pack a saxophone with weed as a big bowl, you can do it with Bill Clinton. If you want to do some coke and drive into a house, you can do that with George W.
I'm picking George W. because hanging out's going to end in a murder-suicide.
Yeah, that's right.
You haven't done coke with me in a while, Damon Kamen.
Somehow, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the reason I don't do coke anymore is because, you know, it usually ended with me ready for a murder-suicide. Actually, I think I was on coke when I came with the homicide pack with Ryan.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about cocaine. It really makes you ready for anything. I mean, you're up for whatever.
I think if you want to get laid, you got to go with Clinton, though. And maybe there's Viagra in the weed.
Well, again, this is a discussion about consent or non-consent. I think, you know. And I'm not sure which side is which, actually, in that equation. Clinton, you could make an argument for either one, but...
those women are liars.
I mean, look, when we live in a world where America's black dad and Bill Cosby has turned out to be a horrible monster, I mean, what are we to believe anymore?
Hashtag you know? Not my black dad.
Yeah. No, you're too pale.
My black dad is George Wallace.
Yeah. Mine is Wesley Steve Harvey. Snipes.
Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yours is Wesley Fantastic Snipes Steve. Because of the taxes.
Oh, Wesley Snipes.
Could be. Might be. If I, if I stop coming around, I'm in federal prison.
It wouldn't be the first too. Time somebody sitting in that chair has ended up in federal prison.
Ew. Oh,
no, really.
We're not allowed to talk about that.
You know, did he win a contest? Black guys can commit white crimes. Am I right? Am I right?
White collar crimes?
Sure.
Because that's
sure.
all that means.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you meant.
I think anybody can wear whatever shirt they want. Collar.
Yeah, well, that's not actually true. There are regulations on the uniform, but
absolutely.
Yeah, y'all liberal radio heads would know nothing about an honest day's work. That's all. That's all. Look,
if you call me Radiohead again, I'm gonna punch you.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not a Radiohead. I'm a creep.
I mean, weirdo.
Y'all are just a bunch of paranoid androids. Just a bunch of oh, jinx! Wanted to yell me a Coke. You owe me some Coke. You owe me some Coke.
A bump. I owe you a pinky's worth of a bump.
Look, all right, all I'm saying is for those of you out there in Radio Land that... that have a short memory or don't know who this is, look, just imagine the boy prostitute that you would set out as a trap to lure somebody with cocaine to your party. That's yes. Damon.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. Gilded short shorts,
mm-hmm.
Mesh top, and then whatever other fantasy that you find appropriate Crocs. For you that would lure you into that trap. I'm very versatile.
Yeah,
very versatile.
I just like your little mustache that you had going for a while.
That was thank you. I tried very hard. There were several different versions of it. Many of them did not get out of pedophilia look. I mean, it was pedophile chic is what I called it.
Yeah.
That's but, not a thing, Damon.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't a thing.
Until Damon made it a thing.
You're damn right. Damon. And on the seventh day, hey guys, this has been fun.
Hey, but, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, guys. No, hey, you know, you're all really wonderful people.
Oh, you're sweet. Pie, Damon.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Right, later.
Bye.
All right, we got another caller. Caller. What now?
You
what?
Lied to me.
No,
they hung up. So, I don't know what to do about that.
Mm. 687-3515. Those
89.3 WCASM Cleveland.
Let's you guys want to do another song?
What?
Another song? If Andy.
Sure. We can do another song. Let's do that.
Andy Barr coming at you live on air.
Noah wakes up in the morning and he gets himself out of bed. He looks up in the sky and he sees God's humongous head. God, I says, I got a favor. I need you to build me this boat. Noah says, yeah, man. I'll definitely do that for you. I can't build an ark, but you can't have a flood. You can't have a flood without an ark. This Noah's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the ark. Even if we're just dancing in the ark. So Noah gets all the animals together, the lions and giraffes and the hippopotamuses too. Hippopotami. And they have lots of fun. But the unicorns are totally screwed, 'cause they didn't come on the ark. They were too busy smoking weed on a radio show. So Noah just leaves them. They cup themselves again. You can't have a flood. You can't have a flood without an ark. This Noah's for hire. Even if we're just dancing on the ark.
Ark.
Dancing on the ark.
Ark.
The unicorns aren't here to dance on the ark.
No unicorns.
Dancing in the ark.
Dancing in the Ark.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you.
We didn't do that last time. It's fun when there's like three people clapping. It's got the right tone to it.
Yeah. I found Jesus since my last song.
Okay. That's good. We all need a little bit of Jesus.
Just a tip.
Even if it's for some yard work, right? Oh. I can't.
You're too far away for me to high-five you, buddy.
Oh.
Blowing leaves.
You mean, like, choke
My
me
name's
to death?
Leaf.
I mean, that's an option, too.
Yeah. Well, if I was serious, I guess, but.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.